The House Judiciary Committee started its part of the impeachment inquiry today by calling expert witnesses to testify about the legal aspects of the findings from the House Intelligence Committee. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler opened the hearings by accusing President Trump of obstruction, not only of the Ukraine probe, but also of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. To find out more, we're going to go live to Washington, turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, and speak with CBS News anchor and Washington correspondent Bill Rakoff. Bill, I know it's been a busy day for you and late in the day for you. Some of your key takeaways from today's hearing.
Well, I think first and foremost, Jeff and Patty, if you were expecting the needle to move anywhere on impeachment today, it didn't happen, nor did anybody expect it to happen. This was not a case where fact witnesses came before the committee. These were constitutional legal scholars, as you pointed out. One of them from Harvard University, the other one from Stanford, and then a third one from the University of North Carolina, and then all requested by Democrats, by the way. And then the fourth expert was Jonathan Turley from George Washington University here in town, and also a CBS News legal analyst requested by Democrats. And he wanted to throw the brakes on this. He said, look, he said, you guys are actually hurting yourself in the process by narrowing this investigation down while you still have a lot of legal requests out there in limbo and that are being waited to decide on by courts and judges. He said, slow the process down. The courts will likely be on your side through a lot of what you're requesting. I see some history already where the courts have gone Congress's way and said, why not wait until you have something beyond the hearsay, beyond the testimony? Now you've got documents in hand, and you have a much better chance of succeeding if you proceed. But the reality of it is there's also a political clock ticking here as the 2020 campaign gets ready to get underway. Lawmakers don't want the specter of impeachment hanging over either party as they're going out and trying to campaign for re-election and, by the way, run a presidential campaign as well.
So, Bill, calling these expert witnesses is something that has been done in previous impeachment inquiries. My understanding is it was typically done at the beginning, not the end of this process.
Yeah, and it's buried in places. This is the place they chose it to happen. And if you're looking at where we are in the process, this is judiciary's turn with the football, if you will. They're going to decide whether or not there are articles of impeachment to be recommended to the full House floor. So it's a little late in the game to be hearing from the constitutional experts, Republicans argue. They say we should have done this at the outset of it all. But this is the way they chose to handle it because William Barr would not appoint a special prosecutor. So Congress took it upon itself to be the investigating body through the Intelligence Committee. So that's kind of how we wound up here today. But, you know, again, a broad day where a lot of disagreement between these experts, mainly the three on one side saying we've got plenty of evidence here. You've got that amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors, and the president ought to be impeached.
How much should we read into Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's inclusion of the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller's Russia investigation? That did not happen in the Intelligence Committee.
No, it did not. Reminder that there's evidence out there from the Mueller report that could be sitting in somebody's pocket as an ace waiting to play. Or, as some Democrats are telling Nadler, don't go near it with a 10-foot pole because public reaction to it is not likely to be good. There's already, you know, questions, depending on which poll you look at, is whether Americans are backing the impeachment process at this point. And some feel that if you go back and dig up and bring back Mueller material, you may lose even more support from the American public, where it's a crucial time, particularly for Democrats, to have that support moving on.
And quickly, before we let you go, Bill, what's next in this process?
Well, so what will happen, and we don't have a firm timeline for this, but there should be another public hearing, at least one, by the Judiciary Committee. The minority members requested what they call Minority Day, which is a day they can bring their own witnesses to the table, and there's plenty of people they'd love to talk to. Think along the lines of Hunter Biden and perhaps even bringing some administration-friendly sources over for the Republicans. But no sense that Jerry Nadler is going to allow for that. We'll see if he does. But once in the next week or so, I think you're going to see them getting together earnestly to draw up articles of impeachment. It is widely expected they will recommend articles to the full House, and it is still the thought of some in-house leadership that they can get a vote to have an impeachment trial before they get out of town for the holiday break.
Thank you so much for your time. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff.